Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about some things that are on my mind, folks, that it's just you and me, this segment. I want to talk about quality. You know, quality is a very important part of our world. If there's one thing that any customer should be counted on saying about us, if there's one thing we should be striving for, it's for customers, when they say anything about us, when somebody says, what do you think about that company, those folks, they should say, they should use the word quality somewhere in the description. Isn't that what that's what I want? Isn't that what you want? And so let's talk about that a little bit. You know, successful customer service, and when I say successful customer service, I'm talking about the process of delivering value to a customer in exchange for payment. That's successful customer service. I have something to sell. It's valuable enough that you want it. You give me money. We make the exchange. And that is what I call successful customer service. Surely, this is the prime directive for all of us, right? For all businesses. But this process, in my opinion, isn't truly successful unless the relationship can be sustained. And I'm going to talk about sustainability in a minute. But the only way that you can produce sustainability is through quality. Only quality produces sustainability. Quality service. You've heard that term, right? All your life. You've said it probably 1,000 times. You've thought it 1,000,000 times. You've executed on it thousands of times. Quality service is a 20th century business term used to declare a commitment to diligent customer support, right? We're diligent about serving our customers, about customer support. But customers typically associate quality service. And businesses like yours and mine, we too often tolerate it as merely promptly addressing a problem. For example, here's what it might sound like. Quality service, this is what it might sound like. Oh, we're sorry that part was the wrong size, but we're committed to quality service, so one of our trucks will be out there in an hour to get you a new part. Quality service. You hang up the phone and we say, that's what I meant by quality service. The customer hangs up the phone and says, wow, that's quality service. Good for those people. Well, in most cases, quality service impresses the customer. But prompt attention, while this may be admirable, it's not optimal, my friends, because it has a negative impact on sustainability. Remember that word. On your ability to sustain your business. It has a negative impact on that in two ways, a minimum of two ways. Number one, the customer was inconvenienced, right? They didn't get what they ordered when they ordered it, when you delivered it the first time. They weren't served right the first time. That's one problem. The second problem is fixing an avoidable problem is the worst kind of profit-eating inefficiency. Quality service, as proud as you may be of it, is maybe not a good thing, if you see my point. In the 21st century, successful small business customer service requires that you convert, and I convert, quality service to the quality process. Now, you've heard me talk about this before on the show, especially with our friend Leslie Kossoff. We're going to do it again later this week. Executing a quality process is this simple. Doing it right the first time. A successful quality process is serving customers right the first time. Accomplishing a quality process ranges from the very basic of accurate order filling, like I just said, to the very complex plan of only integrating those vendors that share your commitment to the quality process. In other words, bringing in only those partners who will help you contribute, who will contribute to your quality process desire, your strategy. The optimum goal of your quality process is sustainability through profitable customer relationships. And this is accomplished when customers return to find your profitable business is still there, ready to serve them successfully again. That's sustainability, my friends. And it can only happen from profitability. And profitability happens when you have a quality process, not just quality service. Cash is king because the impact of negative cash on a business will literally take your breath away. You know all about that. I do too. And profit is queen only because the manifestations of negative profit takes longer than negative cash, right? You can operate longer without being profitable than you can operate without having positive cash. And this is the only reason why quality service is even tolerated as a business practice. Because it eats your profit, but it doesn't take you down as quickly as cash does. When you're ready to stop tolerating profit-eating quality service and convert it to the profit-making quality process, I want to recommend something to you. Leslie Kossoff, you heard me mention her a minute ago. Her book, Managing for Quality, is out in the new edition just now. Look for that. It's going to be released this week. So remember, the quality service that you're so proud of, while it may be admirable, when delivered in response to something that was avoidable, it assaults profitability. It threatens sustainability. And therefore, my friends, it ultimately could put you out of business. Think about that, folks. The quality service that you're so proud of, whenever I said my first question, what a customer say about you, you want them to say, I hope they say that we give them quality service. Well, how much of that quality service could have been avoided because you did it right the first time? And if you did it right the first time, the customer was happy and your profit wasn't eaten up. And that's what quality process will do for you. So my last thought on this, convert quality service to the more profitable and sustainable quality process. If you'll do that, my friends, and you don't, you know, this is all, you've heard of ISO and Lean and Six Sigma and all that. You don't have to do all of that. You can be simple as doing it right the first time. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. More to come. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.